a UFO or something over them. And they gave me several descriptions, and so I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, where do they live? And that's in Seattle?
No, this is in Idaho Falls.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, did they give you a full description of what they saw?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to pass that on to us?
All right. They said it was oval shape, round, and it had one light in the very center of it with a dome, and that there's kind of a door on one edge of it.
Uh-huh.
And they said it didn't have wings.
Pardon?
They said it didn't have wings. Okay, and she said it spun around in circles.
It spun, you mean the whole object just circled, or it was rotating?
The whole thing just circled or was rotating. The whole thing's rotating.
The whole object itself, okay. About how low was it, did they say?
How high was it? She says about four telephone pole lengths up in the air.
I see. How old was she?
Well,
or is she?
She's 10. She's in the fifth grade.
I see. Well, could she talk to us on the phone?
Would you like to talk to me again?
Hello?
Hi. What was your name?
Robin.
Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you like to describe just exactly what happened there and what you saw?
Now, we are going down to my girlfriend, Jackie's house, and I said, look, and then in the sky, there was a round object, and it had a dome on the top, and then it had a side door in the middle. It had a light, and it had two sort of like windows on the each side of the light.
Uh-huh.
And then it went around in circles.
You mean that it moved in circles overhead, or what? Or was it just rotating?
It was moving in circles.
Okay. Well, and was this overhead, directly over you, or to one off to another direction?
Directly over me.
Directly overhead. And you figure it was about how high off the ground?
Four telephone poles high.
Could you hear any sound?
It was going like this. Beep, beep, beep. Really, I couldn't barely hear it though.
I see. And did you see lights on the object?
Mm-hmm.
What color were those lights?
And the light was red, and it went on and on.
Okay. Do you have any idea of how big that object was?
It was about the size of our living room. And our living room... Just a second. 12 by 15.
Okay. And about what time does this happen?
Just about 10 minutes ago. 20.
About 3, well, that would be about 4:30 your time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was another girl with you?
Yeah, Jennifer.
I see.
9 years old.
9, okay. And we're curious to know where you got our telephone number.
My brother has it, yes, but not me.
Well, where did he get it?
From the police station.
Okay. Well, could I talk to your brother again?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yes?
Hi, could we get your full name?
My name's David.
Okay. Now, how old are you, David?
I'm 16.
Okay. Did these girls seem pretty excited when they came in the house?
More like scared.
Just plain scared, huh?
Yeah.
And they've never seen anything strange in the sky before?
No, they're just sitting here shaking.
I see. Is your parents home?
No, they're working.
I see. Well, sir, we sure appreciate your calling, and we're going to start an investigation on this. And if we get any further information, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
And thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Bye. The 7th. I wonder if you could... could give us a complete description again and tell us just exactly how you happened to see this object and then everything that took place after that.
Okay. Me and my friend Jeffrey Simmons were walking down the street, and we saw this thing up in the air, and it was rotating, sort of like, going around a circle, and it had a dome on top. It didn't have no wings. Turned around, and it had a light in the middle, red sort of light, and it was going on and off, and two little sort of windows on the sides and a little door.
And just about how high in the air did you figure that object was?
About 4 feet high.
I see. Okay. Now, what attracted you to this? Was there any noise or anything that made you look up into the sky?
Yeah, there was sort of like a beep.
Beeping on and off?
Mm-hmm.
Was that fairly loud?
I couldn't hardly hear it, though.
I see. Okay. Now, what, other than this red light, was there any other color? What color was the object itself?
Gray.
A gray. Okay, now that you say there was a dome on top?
Yeah.
Was that a transparent? Could you see through that?
I couldn't.
Was there any light coming from that?
A little.
A little bit. What color was that?
Sort of yellowish.
I see. Right. Now that red light that you saw, where was it located on the object?
Right in the middle.
Underneath?
Yeah.
On the bottom, okay. And you say that you could see openings like windows?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any light coming from those?
No, there wasn't.
Okay. Now, about how long would you say that you watched this object?
It was 2 weeks ago, and it was about 5 minutes.
For about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, did you see anything else in the sky at the time while you were watching this?
No, I didn't.
How was the weather there at the time?
It was fine. It was sunny outside, yeah.
That was still in the afternoon, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a clear sky?
Yeah, it was a clear sky.
Okay. Do you have any idea, now was this directly overhead when you first saw it?
Yeah, it was overhead.
And then what did it do as you were watching it? Did it just move away or did you run in the house?
It had the sound of beep, and then it was just light, and then it was just circling, going around in circles while it was moving.
It was moving in circles overhead?
Uh-huh.
And then did it move away from you, out of sight?
Mm-hmm.
Was it still circling when it as it moved away from you?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Was there anyone else out in the street at the time?
No, there wasn't. Just me and my friend.
And you haven't talked to anyone else who saw it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, if we send you a special form, would you draw us a picture of what you saw?
Yes.
Okay. Did this frighten you quite a bit?
Yes, it did.
Have you told your friends about it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay. And the object, when it was moving overhead, you were standing there watching it, did the altitude seem to decrease or increase? In other words, did the object come down any lower or go up any higher while it was right there in that area?
It was going up a little bit higher.
I see. And then did you see this object as it faded away, as it went away?
Yeah.
Which direction did it move, do you remember?
It went to the direction of the right.
To the right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, is your older brother there now, the one that was home when you came in and told him about it?
No, he isn't.
Okay.
My friend's here, so I'll speak to her.
Is Jennifer there?
Yeah.
Okay, could I talk to her for a minute? Hi, Jennifer. My name is Bob.
What?
My name is Bob. What did you think of the object that you saw the other night, or the afternoon? Pardon? Okay, could I talk to Robin's mother again?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Nye.
Yes.
I'm still trying to get Jennifer's address. I didn't make it out. Do you know it?
Yes.
What did you think of your daughter's experience?
It about scared me to death. You know, because my husband and I work at a jewelry store, and immediately after, I guess they had notified the authorities of what they had seen.
Uh-huh.
Why, they called me at the store, and I was a little bit concerned.
Yes.
And, of course, she never came in and never said anything like that before. So I knew darn well, you know, that she couldn't have been storying to me, or that, you know, that she'd seen it. And then my boy, of course, he questioned her when she came in, and then he finally decided, well, maybe you'd better call somebody.
Uh-huh. Any after effects, like any dreams?
No.
I see.
Not that I know of. She slept quite well since then.
And that the story that she described here this afternoon, does it pretty well match what she told you?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, she repeated it to her father and I when we got home that evening.
Uh-huh.
And the same story as she told us, that it just, you know, the little light was beeping, and it kind of, you know, frightened me a little bit. But my son had mentioned something that someone else had seen this also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he said someone else had called in.
I see.
And I just wondered if this was, you know, if this was so, or if he was just telling us to make an impression.
Uh-huh.
That he said someone else had called in about it also, but I was just wondering, had there been any other report of it?
We hadn't received any additional reports.
Nothing?
No.
Well, that is such an odd thing to have.
Well, this is quite usual in this type of case because we feel that if there were 100 people that actually saw the object, maybe only one or two would probably report it anyway.
Well, yeah, this is true, too. But, of course, you know, when you see something like that and you know darn good well you're seeing it, you haven't been drinking.
Right.
The first thing you would think of would be to notify. I mean, I would.
Right.
And if I saw something like that. But I was really amazed because my son said as soon as he got outside, he said he couldn't see it.
Right.
And he said little kids were both just white as a sheet. He said they really did see something. And I, you know, of course, I was quite alarmed about it. And I thought, my land, you know, what's happening?
Right.
And when they called me from work, why, we soon closed the store and we were home.
Uh-huh. But she's pretty well settled down now?
Yeah, she seems to be.
Okay,
she hasn't talked about it at all until you called us last time. We just kind of dropped it, you know, and hadn't discussed it.
Yes.
Because we knew, you know, that she was afraid, and I didn't want to, you know, cause any undue fear to her. So we just kind of, you know, mumbled the word with her.
Right.
But, of course, you know, you never know in a situation like this. You know, you've heard of things like this happening, and that these children and even adults do see these things.
Very much. Yes. Well, the only suggestion I could make would be to just sort of let the thing go on its own and don't talk about it unless she wants to talk about it.
Right. Okay. Well, this is fine. I just hope that maybe we can find out what in the world it was. Do many people call in about these things? I mean.
Oh yes, yes. We get hundreds of calls.
Oh, good man. Oh, that's really something. It's something, you know, you would never think of. Now, who do people call when they see these things?
Well, this is the call to the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And Robin is 10.
Yes.
And how old is Jennifer?
9,
okay. And we're going to send Robin a letter, and she said she'd make a drawing of the object.
Oh, okay, fine. She drew one for us, too.
Great.
So I'll just kind of keep it back, and then I'll compare and see if it's the same one she drew up.
Thank you very much.
Okay, then we'll mail this back to you, right?
Right.
Okay, then. Fine. And thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.